Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. I see this all the time when I go to trade shows and conferences. Walk up to a trade show booth, right? And I can picture so many times when this happened, especially in technology related conferences. Walk up to a booth and they just start talking. They just start going through their pitch that they do over and over again. 3 minutes, 5 minutes in, can't seem to stop them. They're on a roll. They're explaining everything. And then like, well, what do you think? Or what do you do? And it's like, no, this doesn't apply. Like that's not a good fit. They made it all about them because they just want to talk about them. And they think that's what sales is. Sales is me telling you what I do. And then you being so in love with it, like I am, that you're just going to want to sign up. But that's not what it takes. And the reason why, and I'll talk a lot about the buyers and why buyers are different as we go through this, but people don't need that knowledge and information anymore. What they need is somebody to guide them. They need help. They need someone to take them up the mountain as a guide, not as somebody who thinks they know everything, because that's not what people want. So this step is super important. And again, what I see is a lot of people in sales, when it gets to the question asking phase, there's two camps that I see a lot of, and this is what we want to fix. One camp is the one that thinks they know everything. They're in love with their product or service. They've seen it all. They've had so many conversations. They've heard every answer. They've seen every scenario, at least in their mind. And they think, all right, I don't really need to ask them any questions because I just know. I just got it. I've had enough of these conversations. Oh, you run this kind of a business? Oh, or you have this kind of situation if they're dealing with consumers? Oh, I got it. Like I've seen it before, right? If you've seen one, you've seen them all. That's the mentality of a lot of people in sales, especially if they've done it for any length of time. And it's not what we're going to talk about in this episode, but definitely it's one of the challenges and one of the reasons that slumps happen. If you're in sales and you're dealing with a slump, or you manage a team and your team or any part of your team is in a slump, which happens all the time, email me, because I've got some information on that and some ways to help you. Happy to send that over, because that's one of the things that leads to a slump is when salespeople think they know it all. Again, they've seen one, they've seen it all. I don't need to ask questions. I don't really care what happens. And I don't care about you because I know what the solution is because I have the solution. When we get into this question asking phase, the problem is that they don't ask questions. They don't need to know anything. All right, what about this? What about that? Okay, I got it. Now let me tell you how amazing we are. Let me get back to talking about myself. The other camp that I see, which is more on the order taker side. And again, order taker just being a condition. It's not a permanent label. It's not a disparaging remark and a scarlet letter on anybody in sales. Usually what happens is the order taker is somebody who cares a lot about other people, doesn't want to be that gross salesperson and do what they don't like done to themselves. And so they're consciously or subconsciously committed to not being that person in sales. And that's usually at the intersection of not enough training. Companies out there, no matter how many I see, most of them don't provide enough training, enough coaching, enough leadership. It is fortunately or unfortunately why I have the business I have and why I work with the companies I do and the things that I do, because they're not providing enough and they hire me and then I help them so that they can get on the right track. So the order takers, when it comes to the question phase, is they're given a sheet of questions. They know what they should be asking. Somebody gave them a list or they made up some questions on their side that they should ask. They don't really know why they're asking them. They don't know what they're looking for. They just know that they're supposed to ask questions. And they go through that process. And when somebody answers, they don't know about digging deeper, or they're afraid that if they ask too many questions, it will feel like an interrogation, right? Like it will feel like there's a spotlight and somebody's being accused of a crime, or it's like sitting across from a teenager at the dinner table trying to get them to tell you about their day or a new relationship or their life. And then it doesn't go well. So a lot of people who are more on the order taking spectrum when it comes to questions, they're afraid of asking questions. They're afraid of digging deep because they don't want to upset anybody and cause confrontation or have somebody say, I don't want to answer questions. I'm not going to answer that. Why are you asking so many questions? Just tell me what you sell, right? That is such a negative reaction for people who are struggling to be successful in sales and haven't been trained on how to ask questions and haven't been trained on how to deal with that situation when it does occur and what to say and how to move past it, that they just avoid it altogether. So their question process is usually light, surface, not very deep. They don't know what to do.